Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 149 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday, shorty style. In today's episode, I'm talking about the easiest and, in my humble opinion, best way to niche down. How do you do it? Why should you even do it? All this and more in the full episode. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, you guys, Maestro here, and welcome back to another episode of Maestro on the Mic. That little music is very aggressive, and I don't know if I will be using that one again, but I do like to switch it up and keep you on your toes, but we'll see if that one comes back. But anyway, today I want to talk to you guys about niching down and, you know, the easiest way to do it and why you should even consider doing it. So basically, as it relates to business, especially digital business, right? This is what I'm really, really going for and talking about today. As it relates to digital business, niching down is super important because it lets people know that, yes, you are right for them. You are a good fit for them. You can solve their problems, right? Danny Mateo, he says it, businesses are built on solutions to problems. So people want to know, you know, I have this problem. Can you fix this for me? Can you solve this problem? So niching down, while it may seem, you know, stifling at first, is actually a great thing. And the faster you can do it, oftentimes the faster you'll see growth or subsequent results. Now, I want to make sure that you guys understand the difference between niching down for your business and niching down in life. As it relates to what I'm talking about today, no, I'm not saying that you need to niche down your life. Please, you know, be interested in all the things, try out all the things. That's totally fine. But as it relates to business, guess what? People will not pay for your hobbies. Not unless you are an expert at your hobbies. Right? Think about it yourself. Like, you don't want to go, you know, for your healthcare to somebody who's like hobby it is and who's like kind of good at it. You know, even though they may be really passionate about it, you want to make sure that this is what they do. And maybe the health, your health isn't even the best example, which is crazy to say, but it's true. Like, think about like your car or your phone, right? You want to take your phone to like the experts to get it fixed, not like some guy down the street. You're kind of like, I don't know if you're going to actually fix this or what. So same thing goes for you and your business. Please, by all means, enjoy all the things. Try out all the things. But when it comes to business, when it comes to marketing, the more niche down you can be from the beginning, the better. You may be looking at me and being like, well, you're not niche down. And I actually asked you guys in one of my episodes, what is my niche? Because I really kind of, you know, I'm all over the place with things. And real talk, that's what makes it hard to monetize things right from the get-go. And you'll see other accounts or other people that are more niched down from the beginning, they just blow up, right? My girl, Court Conley, I helped her out with digital business and you know, starting Instagram, and she blew up. She has grown way faster than me. And it makes sense because her thing is our feet. So people know right from the jump, like, if I have a foot problem, this is the person that I want to go to. If they have a back problem, they're probably not going to go to Gate Happens, right? They're going to go to somebody else who maybe is a back specialist. So as a little bit of a tangent, there's nothing wrong with specializing in things. I'm looking at you, my physical therapist. PT school tries to make you generalist, but if you're good at one thing, you're passionate about one thing, let that be your thing. You know, another example, my guy, Dr. Tim Wu, SoCal Bike PT. I'm watching him. I still work with him and, you know, as a friend and helping him out with some ideas and stuff and bouncing ideas back and forth with him. And yeah, he is growing tremendously quicked. There's a T in that. Tremendously quicked. He's growing super fast That's kind of what I was thinking of saying. He's growing super fast, and it's because he does have a niche already. He is the SoCal bike PD. His niche is cyclists. So you see, when someone has a niche, it helps the audience to know, yes, this person can and will solve my problems. So that should hopefully answer why I want you guys to niche down and really figure out what you are the best at, what you're good at, what you help people with, and then market that. As for how do you figure this out, you know, oftentimes you go and get coaching, it's kind of like you sit there and they're like, what's your ideal avatar? And you're like, women ages 2 to 75 who have this thing that they do sometimes, right? You just have this nebulous concept and it's like, you can't really figure out what exactly it is, what it isn't. My advice, as is, I guess, my advice with most things, is do the thing. What do I mean by that? Go and start whatever it is that you're trying to do. So if you're trying to have, you know, a graphic design business, something like that, go and do it. Get some clients. Maybe you're working people for free to start off with. Maybe you're not. Either way, just start, because you will get reps and you will figure out very quickly what you're good at doing, what you're not good at doing, what you like doing, what you don't like doing, who you like working with, who you don't like working with, right? Who you can get those results for. Jill Coleman said this to me the other day, and it's really stuck with me, right? Your results are your reputation. That's what everything is built on. Can you get results for people? The only way you're going to figure that out is by doing the thing. So whatever it is that you're interested in, that you're trying to market, you're trying to grow a business in, you got to go out and do it. Yes, ideally, you want to start off with a rough idea of who your people are. You know, as it relates to me and social media, I started off thinking that I wanted that CrossFit demographic. And that was kind of who I was marketing towards and trying to put out, you know, mobility drills and things like that. I was really heavily influenced by people like Mobility Watt. He's changed his name now, but Mobility Watt and Watt Doc. And so I was curating my content accordingly. And then it shifted as I kept doing things. One, a different audience picked me, but two, I kind of figured out what I liked saying and who I liked saying it to. I realized I didn't like doing, you know, B2C, which is business to consumer. I didn't like talking to the general public. I wasn't trying to answer DMs of like, my back hurts, what do I do? I'm like, I don't know, go away. All right. So for me, it was like, oh, I actually do like educating clinicians. I do like educating other providers and practitioners. Oh, I can get results, you know, with this. I'm good at this. This is what, you know, became and has become my niche. So even though I'm pivoting now and doing a lot more business stuff, as evidenced by this episode, my demographic has stayed the same and is these more educated movement professionals. How did I get there? By doing the thing. So, you know, to circle back to the title, the easiest way to figure out your niche is to start. Just get started. Do the thing that you want to be doing. Get some reps, get some people through your process, get some results. And when you do that, then you can start marketing and be like, hey, I actually really like this demographic. I don't like that demographic. I like solving these problems. I'm terrible at solving those problems. And then you can go from there. This is the same thing that's happened with me in terms of working with people from the business aspect. I am very good at helping people take initial steps. I'm very good at working with beginners. I'm very good at helping people enter the digital space. My niche is not teaching someone how to open a brick and mortar physical therapy practice or anything like that. For people that want that, I refer everyone, you guys know this, to my guy, Danny Matei, because that's what he does. That's what he does. He's very good at it. That has become his niche. Not so much for me. So, gonna wrap this up, but real quick, if you are looking for some help doing the damn thing, especially as it relates to entering the digital space, starting a digital business, having more of a digital presence, utilizing Instagram for all of this, my Instagram intensive has officially opened for registration. So if you're listening to this episode on the day that it dropped, October 10th. That means that doors for my intensive opened yesterday, October 9th, and they will be open for 1 week until next Wednesday, October 16th. Yes, I close the doors because that is how you get people to do things. And also it gives me enough time before the actual intensive starts, which is October 22nd, to get everything together and do any of the account audits that need to be done. So if you haven't heard of my 6 week online Instagram intensive, it is, like I said, 6 weeks long. It is group coaching. We meet once a week every Tuesday at either 5 p.m. PST or 5 p.m. EST. Depends on the week. We just alternate. I'm trying to get as many people to be able to attend as possible. Every call is recorded. It's all done on Zoom, so you can see me, I can see you. It's all done on Zoom, and then I upload that to the private Facebook group. So if you can't make the call, that's totally fine. You can go and watch that call at any time. Each week has a structured, has a specific theme that we go over. And the entire goal with this is to get you 100% familiarized and comfortable with how to use Instagram for business. It's as simple as that. I don't make any outrageous promises of like, you're going to gain 1,000 followers in that amount of time, because it's only 6 weeks and that is not how Instagram works. I can, however, promise that if you complete these 6 weeks, you will never again need to hire a coach for Instagram. I promise you that. We go through everything. Each call is about an hour long minimum, and I stay on as long as needed so that every single question is answered. Some of the calls went 2 hours, and I clear my schedule so that I can make sure that everything you have to ask, or everything that you do ask, gets answered. We cover the basics of Instagram, the how-tos. We also go over strategy. And then on the final week, which is one of my favorites, we talk about utilizing other platforms, things like email marketing, because if Instagram dies tomorrow, all your shit is gone if that's the only place that you connect with people. So my goal is to not only make you proficient at Instagram, but help you future-proof yourself. Who is this intensive for? Anyone who's looking to learn how to use Instagram to grow or start their digital business. No, you do not have to have a movement background. It just so happens that that's the majority of my audience, which means that the people I market to tend to have that as their background also. But we actually had a CPA go through it last cohort, and I'm really looking forward to expanding that with this cohort. Because the way that I approach using Instagram is through what's known as connection marketing. These same skills apply both on and offline, and they are universal. It's not that it's specific to a specific trade or anything like that. My goal is to show you how to use Instagram in a non-sleazy way. None of that follow, unfollow bullshit. None of that just aggressive, gross marketing tactics, or just, you know, be naked in half of your pictures. No offense if that's what you like to do. That's your own thing. But that's not the strategy that I'm going to teach you guys. My goal is, like we just talked about, showing you how to niche down, figure out who your people are, where they're at, how to speak to them, how to establish those relationships, aka that connection, so that when you are ready to market something, right, you don't have to have a product already to be in the intensive. When you are ready to market something to them, whether it's your services or a course, something like that, you can do that. And it's actually quite easy because you've already established rapport with these people. You've already connected with them. So, like I said, 6 weeks long. If you want more information, the link will be in the, not almost said the bio, the link will be in the show notes. For those of you that don't have show notes, the link is going to be www.themovementmaestro.com/Instagram intensive, all lowercase letters. One more time for those in the back, www.themovementmaestro.com/Instagram intensive. That'll take you to the registration page. You can check out all the things there. There's a really long FAQ on there. There's a bunch of testimonials. You can hear from other people. And always, you guys DM me if you have any questions. Remember, I am closing registration on October 16th. So if you're listening to this after then, sorry. If you're listening to this before then, make some moves. Yes, I am capping enrollment because that is how I ensure quality. All right, that is all that I got for you fine folks today. Best way to niche down, start doing the damn thing. Figure out what you're good at, what you like doing, who you help, how you help them. And then you market that. If you want some help doing that, especially as it relates to Instagram, please check out my Instagram intensive. The link, again, is in the show notes. www.themovementmaestro.com/Instagram intensive. All right, officially wrapping it up. As always, endlessly, endlessly grateful for you. I went and read some more reviews. You guys are freaking awesome. If you haven't checked out the Facebook page, if you want to communicate via that, I will also link that in the show notes. Thank you once again for being the best. Until next time, friends, Maestro